更有力。
之后先问一些简单的。Oh, sorry, I should speak English. I think from the very beginning, we should ask you some simple questions.
我想我们开始的时候先问一些简单的问题。
First, I would like to invite those who are in college. Would you kindly stand up?
首先，我想邀请已经在大学念书的弟兄姊妹，能不能请站起来？
Please.
请站起来。
Okay, one, two.
我们有三位，还有没有别的
？Three, right? Three.
三位。
Okay, please stand up, and I will choose one of you just to answer your questions.
请你们仍然站立，我要从你们中间选一位来问一个问题。
So we have three brothers, one sister.
所以我们有三位弟兄，一位姊妹。
Now I would like to ask the one who sit in the behind, in the back.
我要想问在最后面的一位弟兄。
Okay, the rest, which kind of
sit? 其他的。请你们坐下。
Okay, in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音中，
there are two times mentioned the word bosom.
有两处提到怀中这个词。
Now, could you tell us where you could find these two words?
能不能请你告诉我在哪里可以找到这两字出处？
Pardon?Correct. Then,
第一章第十八节
Chapter 13. Okay. All right. Now we'll. Okay.
十三章二十三节
All right. Now we'll ask the sister who's in the college. All right.
好不好？让我请问在大学的姊妹
Now there are only two places about the Bible talk about the bosom.
在圣经里面只有两处讲到怀中。
Now, could you tell us very in a simple way what are these, you know, what are the two pictures here?
能不能用很简单的方式把这两幅图画告诉我们
？Correct. Correct. That's it. Very good. Excellent.
非常好。
So now I'm going to ask someone probably already no longer in school for a long time.
现在我想问一些呢离开学校很久的。
They probably have forgotten how to be asked.
可能我们忘记了怎么被别人问问题。
So now we'll ask Christopher.
我想请
Christopher.
Christopher.
Is he here?
Christopher 在哪里？
No. No, Christopher Yung.
Christopher Yung.
Oh, that's him? Oh, very good.
就是我们弟兄。
Okay. Now, if the son, only begotten son, in the bosom of the father,
若是在父怀中的独生子
has declared his father,
他将父表明出来。
So could you try to derive from the Gospel of John?
你能不能从约翰福音里面引证
how the Son declared the Father?
子怎样将父表明出来
or what are the attributes of the Father?
父的属性是什么
So could you kindly just tell?
能不能请简单的告诉我们
Now, or let me put this way.When you study this gospel, you can divide into three parts.
或许我这样提一下，当我们完全周详的来读约翰福音，我们看见可以分成三部分。
Because in this gospel, three words stands out.
因为在这卷福音书里面，三个字非常的突出。
Light, life, and love.
生命，光和爱。
So.Now, in each section, in each of the three parts,
所以在每这三部分的每一部分中
and John tried to tell us something about attributes of our Heavenly Father.
约翰呢，试着要告诉我们天父的一些属性。
So now, could you tell us now roughly what are these attributes?
能不能请你简略的告诉我们这些属性是什么？
Now, in the first seven chapters, now let me just try to give you some hint. In the first seven chapters, God is spirit, right?
在前七章里面讲到神是灵。
Then,
然后
in the second period, second part,
在第二部分
God is light.
神是光。
Then finally, God is love.
最后我们看见神是爱。
Because if we study the writings of John,
因为当我们来学习约翰的写作。
So these are the, so we know that these are the three pillars of revelation given to John.
我们知道这乃是赐给约翰启示中的三根柱子。
Okay, I think you know about it, but somehow you're so frightened.
我相信你知道哈，但是你可能有点紧张。
So don't feel bad about it.
这很简单，所以请你不要为难
过。Okay, so when you go back to, when you read John again,
所以当我们回去的时候，我们可以再读约翰福音。
Now read the first seven chapters.
我们读前面的七章。
Beginning with life and end with life, ending with life.
它是从生命开始，也从生命结束。
And from chapter twelve, chapter seven, eight to chapter 12.
从第八章到十二章。
Now beginning with light and ending with light.
它从光开始，也以光结束。
And in the last portion,
在最后一部分。
Beginning with love and ending with love.
它以爱开始，也以爱结束。
So God is spirit.
所以神是灵。
God is light.
神是光。
And God is love.
并且神是爱。
That's how the Son of the Only Begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
这是在父怀中的独生子
，declare everything about the Father。
如何把父的一切表明出来
？I think that's all for today. All right, thank you very much.
谢谢你，请坐。这我想这就是今天早晨我们简单的问答。
Okay, tomorrow I have the list of your names here.
我已经有大家的名单了。
So try to prepare.
所以请你预备着。
And normally when you're standing up.
通常当你站起来的时候
I almost always try to pick somewhere in the back.
我几乎每次都是先选坐在最后面。
So if you try to avoid that situation, you use your wisdom.
所以若是你要避免那个情况，请用你的智慧。
Then you know where to sit.
那么你就知道你该坐在哪里。
For example, that brother who sits in the first row is most secure.
所以那个坐在第一排的弟兄呢是最安全的。
So I encourage you to use your wisdom tomorrow.
所以我鼓励大家明天呢用一下，用一点自己的智慧。
Okay, now let's have some word of prayer.
请我们一同有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for these young ones.
亲爱的主，我们为着年轻的弟兄姊妹感谢。
We know that they represent the future of the church if you tarry.
主啊，若是你单言，我们知道他们代表教会的未来。
We thank you for them.
主啊，我们为着他们感谢。
Because they are so privileged that they may sit here.
因为他们能够坐在这里是何等的特权。
While many young men are indulge themselves in this world.
当许多的年轻人他们沉迷在世界中
you have separate them here.
你把他们分别来到这里
you must have a purpose for them.
主啊你为着他们一定有目的
some of them may be born because of this week.
可能他们在这一周中间他们重生了
Lord, don't let them go.
主啊求你不放过他们
because we know that your love will never let them go.
因为我们知道你的爱永远不会放过他们。
Once caught, never escape.
一旦我们被你抓住，就永远无法逃脱。
So our prayer that you really meet them while they are in the morning of their life.
主啊，所以我们求你在他们还在人生早晨的阶段遇见他们。
We also pray for the mature ones in our midst.
我们也为着在我们中间成熟的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Thank you, Lord, because your love, we are sitting at your feet.
感谢主，因着你爱的缘故，我们坐在你的脚前。
We can never thank you enough.
我们永远 无法感激的尽。
Because your love is so great.
因为你的爱是何等的浩大。
We will never review enough your story.
我们永远不可能复习你的故事足够了。
Because we are waiting for the eternity to repeat exactly the same thing.
因为我们等候在永世里面来重复我们现在所知道。
We have only one story to tell.
我们只有一个故事来传讲。
Thank you for this wonderful story.
为着这一个奇妙的故事，我们感谢。
Now we commit this time into your hands.
主，我们现在把这一段时间交在你的手中。
Speak to our hearts, Lord.
向我们的心说话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
请我们翻到哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 18. For the word of cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Now we have the faith, the word of the cross.
现在我们这里有一个词叫做十字架的道理。
Now the word in Greek,
在
logos,
在希腊原文这个道是 logos。
Now we already familiar with that phrase, the word of life.
我们已经对于生命之道这个词很熟悉了。
It means the logos of life.
那它的意思就是生命的 logos。
Now here we have the word of the cross.
这里我们有十字架的话语。
All right, now we come back to our theme verse.
现在我们来到主题的经文。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
As you hold forth the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ, that I did not run or labor in vain.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Now here we have the word of life.
在这里我们看见生命之道。
Or the logos of life.
或者说生命的话语，生命的 logos.
Now as you know that my burden in this conference is to share with you the holding fast.Of the word of life.
我们知道这一次对于大会主题，主给我的负担乃是持定生命的道。
Now let us go on to share this matter of the word of life.
让我们再继续交通关于生命之道。
Now we already mentioned in the Bible there are only two places mentioning this phrase.The word of life.
我们已经提到在圣经里面有两处讲到生命的道。
In Greek, just the same.
在希腊文都是相同的。
However, if you read the context,
但是若我们读上下文，
then of course, if you read the word of life mentioned in the first chapter of 1 John,
若是我们读约翰一书第一章，看见那里生命的道。
We know that refers to the incarnate word.
我们知道那是指着成为肉身的道。
It refers to our Lord Jesus.
那是指着我们的主耶稣基督。
So no wonder in English translation you put a capital letter of W there.
所以毫不稀奇的，我们看见在英语翻译的里面，这个字是用大写的。
But then in Philippians, the word here, if you read the context,
但是来到腓立比书，若是我们从上下文来读，
it refers to the written word of God.
它这里指着乃是神所写出来的话语。
And given especially in this book called Bible.
特别是摆在我们称作圣经的这本书里。
So yesterday, based on the writings of John,
所以昨天我们根据 约翰的写作。
We try to present the word of life.
我们试着来表明生命的道。
We try to explain the word of life to you.
我们要将生命的道向大家解释。
Now, the word of life with a capital W actually has an intimate connection with the word of life without capital W.
用大写来写的生命之道和那个不用大写写的生命之道是彼此紧紧相关相连的。
Today and tomorrow you will know that it is indeed are related.
今天和明天我们要实际的来知道他们是有关的。
So today and tomorrow will occupy with the word of life given in the Philippians.
所以今天和明天呢，我们要特别来将时间放在腓立比书里面讲的生命的道。
And now we will go through the writings of Paul.
然后我们要来看保罗的写作。
Try to explain the word of life given here.
试着来解释在腓立比书里面所说的生命之道。
Now you know Paul was saved on the way to Damascus.
我们知道保罗是在去大马色的路上得救的。
And he was born again.
他在那里重生了。
And we know that that life of Christ now is dwelling in him.
我们知道从那个时候开始基督的生命就住在他的里面。
So from the very beginning,
所以从一开头
and Paul experienced that life.
保罗就经历了那个生命。
And that life of Christ grew in him.
而那一个基督的生命在他里面成长。
So from one stage to another stage to the another stage.
所以从一个阶段到另一个阶段到另一个阶段。
From first 11 years to second to the third.
从第一个十一年到第二个到达到第三个。
In the first 11 years, it was hidden.
在头十一年乃是隐藏的。
In the second 11 years, it was so fruitful.
在第二个十一年，他是满了果子的。
And in his third 11 years,
在第三个十一年
，he was walking under the shadow of the cross.
他行走在十字架的影子底下。
In another word, he was walking in the way of the cross.
换一句话说，他乃是走在十字架的道路上。
Then he began to realize that the cross actually is the path.Not only to glory, but also to harvest.
然后他就明白领略了十字架的道路不仅是一个道路，并且他乃是来收成荣耀的方式。
So in his last 11 years,
所以在他最后的十一年
you will see the harvesting of life of Christ in Paul.
我们可以看见在保罗身上的那个基督生命的丰收。
So that life was living in him.
所以那个生命活在他的里面。
That life was growing in him.
那个生命呢，在他里面成长。
That life was matured in him.
那个生命在他里面成熟了。
But、so、that's his experience.
那是他的经验。
But then, if Paul has only experience,
若是保罗只有经历
then only he lived, even, but,All of us live that kind of life.
即便我们每一个人都能够过那样的生活。
But remember, if Paul want to help us,
若是保罗试着要帮助我们。
Now he had to help us in this way of growth.
他就要帮助我们在这条成长的路上。
Now, in different stage,
在不同的阶段
we will face different trials.
我们会面临不同的试炼。
We will encounter some different difficulties.
我们会遇见不同的困难。
We may fall into different temptations.
我们也可能落进不同的试探中。
So how can we live a triumphant life from one stage to another?
所以我们怎么能从一个阶段到另外一个阶段都过着得胜的生活呢
Now, Paul definitely could help us.
我们知道保罗确定的可以帮助我。
Now, if Paul only experienced his life,
若是保罗他经历了这个生命
he definitely helped himself.
他可以确定的帮助自己。
He really experienced that life while he was on earth.
当他在地上的时候确实的经历了那个生命。
In that 33 years,
在那33年中
he lived a wonderful life.
他活出了一个奇妙的生命。
He was able to declare
他能够表明
For me to live is Christ.
向许多人宣告说活着就是基督。
He also could say that no longer I, but Christ who live in me.
他也可以这样说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So you see, the growth pattern of the life of Paul is that of Christ.
所以我们可以看见保罗他成长的那个过程像基督一样。
But Paul could tell us.
但是保罗可以告诉我们
If he put all his experience in words.
若是他把他一切的经历都用话语表达出来。
So only when he reaches maturity.
所以当他来到了成熟的时候。
Now his word was rich enough.
现在他里面的话语变得丰富了。
Now he not only experienced life.
现在他不仅经历了那生命。
Now he was also able to describe the life.
现在他也能够把那个生命描述出来
The nature of life
把那个生命的本性
And the temptation of life
并且在生命中所遇见的试探
And not only that and even the growth pattern of the life
不仅是那个并且也把这个生命成长的模式告诉
Everything about life
每一件关于生命的事。
Now Paul has some word to say, something to say.
现在保罗都有一些话可以来说。
But remember,
但是请记住
what Paul says,
保罗所说的
is exactly what God wants to say.
确实就是神要说的话。
That's why 13 epistles of Paul,
所以保罗的十三封书信
became part of the word of God.
它变成神话语的一部分。
You understand?
大家明白吗？
So for that reason,
所以为着那个缘故
Now, after so many years,
经过了许多年日之后
Paul not only was rich in life,
保罗不仅生命丰盛
Now he also rich in words.
现在在话语上他也丰富
So thank God.
所以感谢神
That word of life
那一个生命的道
was established in the life of Paul.
在保罗的生命中建立起来
Now he passed on to you.
现在他就把它传递
This is most precious, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是极其宝贵。
Now we may be helped.
现在我们可以得着帮助。
Now we may experience exactly what Paul has experienced.
现在我们可以经历保罗他所经历的。
Do you see that? That's most important.
我们看见这个吗？这是非常
重要的。Sometimes, if you want to learn, if you want to grow,
有些时候我们盼望能够成长。
Now you see, especially when a mother has a baby.
我们看了特别一个母亲有一个婴孩
And then the mother definitely wants to take care of the baby.
当然我们知道这母亲非常愿意照顾这孩子
And because here you are facing a life.
因为在这里她是面对一个生命
From the babyhood to infanthood to adolescent period.
一个人生呢从婴孩阶段到童年时期到成长的青少年时期
So you are facing with life.
所以我们是面对一个人生
But how do you help the life to grow?
但是我们怎样能够帮助这个生命成长呢
Now you need the word of life
我们需要生命的话语
So when the scientists they put all the phenomena of life together
所以我们看见科学家将所有的现象都放在一起的时候
And then you have the word of life
我们就有了生命的话语
And from that word
从那一个话语
You know how to bring your children up
我们就知道怎样把我们的孩子养育长大
By the same way
借同样的方式
If we want to grow in the presence of the Lord
若是我们要在主同在中来成长
So you know in the church of history in church history
所以我们在教会历史中看见
You know many saints they lived their life
有许多的圣徒活出了那个生命
So they have written down their experience
所以他们将他们的经历写下来
They put down together they put them together in words
他们用话语摆在把它记载下来
So then we have the writings of mystics in the church history
所以我们在教会历史中就有奥秘派的弟兄姊妹的写照
For example, Madame Guillon wrote somethingfrom his experience, her experience.
举例来说呢，盖恩夫人将她的经历变成写作。
John Towler did the same thing.
约翰刀雷也做了同样的事。
And not only that, even William Law did exactly the same thing.
不仅如此，连劳威廉他也做了同样的事。
Then if you put this all together,
若是我们把这些通通放在一起，
we learn some secrets.
我们就学到一些秘诀。
How our life can live, can grow from one stage to another.
我们的生命怎么样能够从一个阶段到另外一个阶段而成长。
And Madame Guillaume will tell you,
这个盖恩夫人告诉我，
how this life will grow from one stage to another.
这一个生命怎样从一个阶段到另外一个阶段成
长？ But the problem was this.
但是问题乃是在这里。
These great mystics,
这些奥秘派的弟
兄姊妹， they did give us something very precious.
他们确实给我们一些非常宝贵的事情。
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸的，
they also give us something similar to the saints.
但是他们也给我们一些像沙土一样无价值的。
Do you see that?
我们是否看见了？
Because that's their experience.
因为那是他们的经历。
Now, if you only talk about our experience,
若是我们只要谈自己的经历，
our experience always subject to errors.
我们的经历呢，都照着自己主观的经验，
会错 ，subject to errors.
我会犯错的。
You know, sometimes our experience is right.
有的时候我们经历的对的，
sometimes it's wrong.
有的时候是错的。
It is good to give a testimony to the people.
我们向人做见证是好的。
Sometimes our example is right. Sometimes example is wrong.
有的时候我们的例子是对的，有的时候是错的。
Now when Madame Guillaume learned how to choose the cross,
当盖恩夫人她学习怎样来拣选十字架。
Now that's the gold.
那个是金。
But when Madame Guillaume put the stones in her shoes,
但是当我们看见盖恩夫人呢，在她的鞋子里面放了许多的石头。
And when she was walking,
当她走路的时候，
she was very painful.
她是很痛苦。
Now she learned the way of cross by putting the stone under her shoes.
那么她学着走十字架的道路呢，把石头放在她的鞋里。
Now you don't find that principle in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面找不到这样的。
You never invite the cross.
我们永远不自己去制造十字架。
You never invite the sufferings.
我们不去制造苦难。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
because Madame Guillaume was under the influence of Roman Catholic.
因为盖恩夫人在罗马天主教的影响底下。
When she was young, she was moving from one monastery to another one.
当他年幼的时候，他从一个修道院搬到另一个修道院。
When I was in Paris,
当我去巴黎的时候，
I purposely visited one of them.
我特别有意的去访问了其中
的一个。One of the monasteries.
其中一个的修道院。
Already 800 years old.
差不多有800年的历史。
This is the most preserved monastery in the whole world.
这是全世界保存的最好的一个修道院。
You know, there was a monk.According to Martin Luther, was most holy monk in the medieval time.
照着马丁路德的意见呢，在那里，在中古时期呢，有一些最圣洁的修道士。
And that monk name called Bernard de Clairvaux.
那一个圣徒呢，那一个修道士被称作 de Clairvaux 的伯纳多。
Bernard de Clairvaux. Yeah. So now you know that he wrote a very wonderful hymn.
我们知道他写了一首很宝贵的诗歌。
La 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 la. That's by him.
耶稣只要一想到你。
Now you see, he's indeed he lived in a valley.
他是住在谷里，山谷里。
But actually, all the emperors and princes all listened to him.
所有的皇帝和王子都听他的话。
So that monastery belonged to him.
所以那一个修道院呢是属于他的。
And Mother Guillaume was always brought up in that kind of atmosphere.
盖恩夫人呢就是在那样的气氛底下被教养长大的。
So you see, for that reason,
所以我们看见因着这个缘故，
if you study his writings,
若是我们研读他的写作，
and some people suggest,
有些人建议，
now his autobiography probably is most spiritual writing aside from the Bible.
可能呢，他的自传呢是除了圣经以外最属灵的一卷书。
I'm not sure that I will agree in that. I will agree with that.
有的人呢，他这个意见，我觉得我没有办法 真的能够同意。
You see, brothers, in his in her writing, you do find gold, you also find sand.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在他的著作里面，我们可以找到金子，也可能找到沙土。
And same thing apply to any other great mystics in the church history.
同样的，这可以引用用运用在其在教会历史中那些奥秘派的著作。
They also tell us some words.
他们也告诉我们一些话语。
That were all in connect with life.
那些话语呢，都和生命发生关系。
They may derive something from the Bible.
他们可能从圣经里面引出一些东西。
So some of them did indeed are the gold.
有一些实在是金。
But the rest just sand.
但是其余的不过是沙土。
So I will tell young people.
所以我要告诉你，
you have been very careful with the writing of mystics.
我们对于奥秘派的写作，我们需要非常的谨慎。
Now you do find the word of life.
若我们在那里确实发现有生命之道。
But some was inspired because it's from the Bible.
因为他们是出于圣经的。
And some of them just from their experience.
有一些只不过是从他们的经历出来。
So that's very important.
所以那是非常重要。
So if you really want to grow before the Lord.
若是你真要在基督面前，主面前成长。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We should hold fast the word of life.
我们就需要持定生命的道。
And the word of life here is nothing but gold.
生命的道，在这里的生命的道，全都是金。
Here everything is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
每一件事都是借着圣灵所感动启示。
So you see, brother and sister.
所以弟兄姊妹，
That's why it's very useful.
所以它是那么非常有用的。
So if you really want to grow in the presence of the Lord.
所以我们确实盼望在主同在中成长。
Now the secret is given in the Bible.
它的秘诀乃是圣经所给我们。
So brothers,
所以弟兄，
remember,
请记住，
the word of life,
生命的道，
given to us,
赐给我们的，
we should hold fast the word of life.
我们需要持定这生命的道。
Then we know how to grow in the presence of God.
然后我们就知道怎样在神的同在中成长。
Now, in order to understand the word of God,
我们为着要明白神的话语。
Now, behind that,
在这背后
is the life that live in Paul.
乃是那个在保罗里面生活的生命。
So if you want to understand the word of life,
所以我们要明白这生命的道。
You have to know the life of Paul.
我们需要认识保罗的生平。
How many lessons he has learned?
他学了多少的功课？
He has given us, he has told us all his lessons, all the lessons he has learned through his 13 epistles.
他把他所有一生中所学的功课呢，都借着十三封书信表达出来。
And also some lessons given in the book of Acts.
并且也有一些的功课呢，是记载在使徒行传中。
So all the data of Paul, either in book of Acts or in for 13 letters.
所以保罗一生的资料呢，要不然就是在使徒行传，或者是其余的十三封书信。
So we already told you his life can be divided into three stages.
所以我们已经告诉大家呢，他的一生可以分成三个阶段。
First 11 years.
首先的十一年。
Hidden.
是隐藏的。
Second 11 years.
中间的十二。
Fruitful.
十一年是。
Fruitful.
蛮有果效的。
And then in the last 11 years.
然后在最后的十一年。
Harvesting.
乃是丰收。
So you see, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹们，
if、
我们看见
go through these three stages of his life,
若是我们走过他人生中的这三个阶段，
and you can see how Paul grew from infanthood,
我们可以看见保罗怎样从婴孩时期成长，
to adolescent,
走进入青少年，
and finally adulthood,
然后最后进入了成人期。
So thank God,
所以感谢神，
he lived that life,
他活出了那个生命。
He was able to say, "For me to live is Christ."
他能够这样说，我活着就是基督。
He said, "No longer I, but Christ who lives in me."
并且他说，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活
着。He really walked that way of life.
他实在是走在那生命的路上。
Now, brother, he is going to tell us the word of life.
弟兄们，所以他现在就把生命的道告诉我。
So now God began to inspire him.
So, 神开始感动他。
And then he has given us 13 epistles.
然后 他就给了我们十三封书信。
Now in the middle of the second stage，
在他第二个阶段的中期。
Now we had first and second Thessalonians。
我们有帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
Now young people remember that's the point. That's the questions I may ask. You see？
年轻弟兄姊妹，这是我明天可能要问的问题。
For example, I ask you how many epistles Paul has written.
举个例子，保罗写了几封书信
？The standard answer is 13。
那个标准答案是十三封。
Then you are right.
那么你就对答对了。
And not only that，
不仅如此。
Now we want to set a timetable。
我们现在还要画一个时间表。
We want to know when he wrote these books。
我们要知道什么时候他写了这些书信。
Now we have his 3-11 years as a background。
我们现在看见呢，有他三个十一年做背景。
Now in the middle of second stage，
在他第二个阶段的中期。
And first and second Thessalonians，
写了帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And he wrote those two letters to the infant church。
他把这两封书信呢，是写给一个在婴孩期的教会。
First Thessalonica only several months old。
那个时刻呢，在帖撒罗尼迦的教会只有几个月大。
Now how you are going to address to an infant？
你怎么向一个婴孩说话呢
？Paul was a great teacher。
保罗是一个伟大的教师。
But he was not able to move his classroom in beside the cradle。
但是他没有办法。把他的教室呢搬到这个摇篮边上。
So now you see Paul try to share some word of life。
所以我们看见保罗在这里试着要分享一些生命的话语。
It's according to the level of the infant。
乃是照着这婴孩的程度而说的。
And now Paul share with them what he experienced when he was in the infanthood。
保罗开始来交通。当他自己在婴孩期的那些经历。
So that's his first two letters, letters to Thessalonians.
那就是他首先的那两封书信，帖撒罗尼迦前后。
And then when you come to the end of the second stage.
然后来到他第二个阶段的末期。
And then he wrote four books.
他写了四卷书。
Romans.
罗马。
Galatians，
加拉太
，First and Second Corinthians，
哥林多前后书。
Do you see four books？
我们是否看见了四卷书
？And when he was most useful，
那当他最有用的时候
，When he reached the top of the revelation，
当他达到了启示的顶点
，When his ministry was most fruitful，
当他的执事是最有果效的时候
，Then he has given us these four great books。
然后他就给了我们这四卷。伟大的书信。
Now remember that were written at the end of a second stage。
我们请记得，那是在他第二个阶段的末期写的。
And then when we come to the third stage。
然后我们来到第三个阶段。
In the middle of the third stage。
在他第三个阶段的中期。
Paul was in prison。
保罗被下在监里。
Was in prison of Rome。
在罗马的监里。
So he has given us Ephesians, Colossians。Philippians and Philemon.
所以他给我们以弗所哥罗西菲利比和菲利门书。
So that's the third group of his epistles.
所以那是他书信中的第三组。
Then before in the eve of his martyrdom.
然后在他殉道之前。
And he wrote three books.
他写了另外三卷书。
That was at the end of his third stage。
那是他第三个阶段的末期。
And now he has given us 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy and Titus。
他给我们提摩太前后书和提多书。
Roughly speaking，
我们很粗略的来说，
When he first wrote 1 and 2 Thessalonians，
当他首先写了帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候，
Around 52 or 53 AD，
在主后五十二到五十三年期间。
Just remember that should be enough。
只要记住这个就够了。
Remember 52 and 53。
请记住主后五十二五十三年。
The first group of the books。
那就是他写的第一组的书信。
Then 5 years later。
然后五年之后。
Second group。
第二个第二组。
Then another 5 years。
再过了五年。
The third group。
第三组。
Another 5 years。
再过五年。
The fourth group。
第四组。
So it's very easy for you to remember, brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲很容易记住。
These are the common sense you should know.
这是我们应该知道的常识。
After you know the after you study the Bible so many years.
我们学习圣经许多年之后。
These are the fundamental.
这是最基本的。
These are basic.
这是最基要的。
In the university, it's called 101 course.
在大学里面，这是初级课程。
So if you want to know what is 101 of the New Testament.
若是我们想要知道新约圣经的初级课程。
Now you should know that that's what happened. That's the 13 epistles of Paul.
我们知道在这里所学的就是保罗的十三封书信。
But of course, when Paul wrote Romans, Galatians, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
我们当然知道，当保罗写罗马书、加拉太书、哥林多前后书的时候
，He was addressing to the church already in adolescent period.
他是向着那在青少年期的教会来说话的。
You see, he again tried to share with them what he himself has experienced.
我们再一次的看见，他要用他自己所经历过的来交通。
Now when he talk about when he shared with us about the flesh.
当他和我们交通到肉体的时候
，In chapter 7 and chapter 8 of Romans，
在罗马书第七章第八章
，Now Paul tried to help us from his own experience。
保罗想借着他自己的经历来帮助我们。
So everything when Paul taught us，
所以保罗所教导我们的每一件事
，Everything Paul want to help us。
保罗要帮助我们的每一件事
All from his own experience.
都是从他自己的经历出来
so, brothers,
所以弟兄们
How can you help brothers and sisters?
我们怎么能帮助弟兄姊妹呢
No one could lead people going through 40 years of wilderness.
没有一个人可以带人呢经过四十年的旷野
Unless Moses has gone through the wilderness first.For 40 years.
除非像摩西一样，他自己经历了旷野四十年。
That exactly the ministry of Paul.
那就是保罗他的知识。
So when you study the ministry of Paul,
所以当我们来研读保罗的知识
，and we discover something very interesting.
我们发现一些很有趣的事情。
That is out of his experience.
就是从他的经历中
Out of the experience in the adolescent period.
在他成年期在青少年期的那个属灵经历
Now when he addressing when he was writing to the church in church in Rome and churches in Galatia.
当他写给在罗马和给加拉太的教会的
And also church in Corinth.
并且在哥伦多的教会
Now Paul knows how to help them.
保罗就知道怎么来帮助他。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
When Paul tried to help them,
当保罗试着帮助他们的时候
he had to give them the word.
他要给他们必须给他们话语。
Do you see that?
我们是否看见
Only those words could help the church.
只有这些话语能够帮助教会。
Otherwise, Paul could help himself.
要不然的话呢，保罗只能帮助自己。
He experienced so much.
他经历了许多。
Someone is possible to have experience without word.
有一些人呢，可能有经历却没有话语。
He couldn't find any word to express what he experienced.
他没有办法找到一些话语来发表他所经历。
So you know his life is still very rich.
所以我们知道，即便他的生命是很丰富的。
But only thing is this.
但是有一件事。
If he is spiritual.
若是他是属灵的
Then only he is spiritual.
只有他一个人属
灵 None of us can become spiritual.
其他的人呢我们都没有办法得帮助
Only when he passed on the word to others
唯有他把这个经历变成话语传递
Then not only Paul is spiritual
那么不仅保罗是属灵的
We also can become spiritual.
我们也能够变成属灵的
You see, when Paul learned everything from his adolescent period
我们看见当保罗经历了他自己属灵的青少年期。
When he shares some word of life to us,
当他把那个生命的话语和我们交通。
And then, brothers, when we receive the Romans, when we receive Galatians, when we receive 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
然后弟兄姊妹们，当我们接受了罗马书、加拉太书和哥林多前后书
，we receive the word from God.
我们就得着了神的话语。
This word not only word of truth.
这些话语不仅是真理的话语。
It's also word of life.
并且乃是生命的话语。
It derived from life.
它是从起源于生命的。
And that life was real.
那个生命是真实的。
Not in Christ and also in Paul.
不仅在基督里，也在保罗的里面。
And it was so real.
是那样的真实。
But it's never so abstract.
但是它再不是抽象的了。
It want to be very concrete.
它变得非常的具体。
Very practical.
非常的实际。
Very real in your life.
在我们的生命中、生活中变得非常真实。
So for that reason, Paul.Paul wrote these four letters.
所以因着那个缘故，保罗写了他的后面的四
representing the word of life.
乃是代表着生命的道。
Especially in the stage of adolescent period.
特别是在他青少年的时期。
So now when Paul wrote from prison of Rome.
所以当保罗在罗马的监狱里写作的时
候。Now you know the church in Ephesus has reached maturity.
我们知道呢，在以弗所的教会已经达到了成熟。
That's why that church was able to receive that word.
所以这一个教会能够来接受这些话。
You remember how our Lord spoke to his disciples?
我们记得主怎样向门徒们说话。
Some word I cannot speak to you.
主说有一些话我现在不能对你
们说。Because you are too, it's too heavy for you.
因为对你们来讲是太沉重了。
In Chinese, 你们担当不起。You see, it's too heavy for you.
你们担当不起。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
sometimes, you know, we cannot have a certain kind of word because too heavy for us.
所以有些时候呢，我们没有办法领受某一些话语，因为我们担当不起。
Our life did not reach that level yet.
我们的生命还没有达到那个阶段。
So, you see, brothers,
所以弟兄们
thank God for the church at Ephesus.
感谢神为着以弗所的教
会。That church was so mature.
那个教会是那样的成熟。
Now the letter to the Ephesians is no longer heavy for to them.
所以以弗所书呢，对他们来讲不是担当不起的。
Oh, sometimes when I was first saved, I love to study four gospels.
当我刚得救的时候，我喜欢读四福音。
I really have a problem with the letter to the Ephesians.
我对于以弗所书一直都有难处。
Now I always consider this belong to Austin Spark.
我一直都认为呢，这卷书是属于斯百克弟兄。
It's like a postgraduate level, you know.
这个好像是博士后的那个程度。
So it's almost like a graduate school level.
几乎像是研究生
的程度。Now we are in high school. How can we understand that message so high?
现在我们在高中里面，我们怎么能够领会那么高程度的信息？
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Now the church at Ephesus.
那么在以弗所的教会
was mature.
他们是成熟的。
Church in Philippi also mature.
在以弗腓立比的教会也。
Church in Colossae also mature.
在哥罗西的教会也成熟。
So they are able to receive the highest revelation.
所以他们能够来接受有这么高的启示亮
光。They are able to learn such a deep experience.
他们并且能够学有这种深刻的属灵经历。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Now Paul tried to share with them.
当保罗试着和他们交通
What he has gone through that period of adulthood.
在他成年期他所经历的
So life of word. The word of life.
也成为生命的道
But this word of life.
但是这个生命的道
Especially in connection with adulthood.
特别在哥罗西书里面他是讲到成熟的
these four letters. These four letters.
这四封书信
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
here you can see that from one stage to another stage.
所以我们从这里可以看见，从一个阶段到另一个阶段。
So when we talk about life,
所以当我们讲到生命
的时候，you have four groups of letters.
我们看见四组的书信。
You see first three group.
我们看见首先的三组。
From the infanthood,
从婴孩期
to adolescent,
到青少年期
and to adulthood,
然后到成年期。
And finally,
最后
when we come to the last three books,
我们来到保罗的最后三卷书信。
Now, brothers,
弟兄姊妹
when that life begin to grow,
当那个生命开始成长
and when the life is mature enough,
当那个生命足够成熟了
now it is a law of life,
这乃是生命的定律
that life should be given out,
那个生命呢需要被
That life should be poured out.
要传给别人。
Now, when the life being given out,
当这个生命给出去的
That's our service.
那是我们的侍奉。
That's our ministry.
那是我们的执事。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
And when you study these three books,
当我们 读这三卷书的时候，
and you not only see the life, you also see the ministry.
我们不仅看见生命，我们也看见职事。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
and here you find how can we serve other people.
在这里我们可以看见我们如何来服侍别人。
Our service is not just outdoor activities.
我们的服侍不仅是外面的活动。
Our service is a flow of life.
我们的服侍乃是生命的流露。
When we serve, it's always like a drink offering.
我们服侍的时候，它永远是一个奠祭。
Because we, when we serve, we present our brother, sister as a sacrifice before the Lord.
因为当我们服侍的时候，我们乃是把弟兄姊妹们当作祭物献给主。
But what is our contribution?
但是我们的贡献在哪里呢？
Now we have to pour out that drink offering.
那么我们就需要把那个奠祭交奠出来。
Now what is drink offering?
什么是奠祭呢？
Now in the ancient time,
在古时候，
when the priest present the sacrifice.
当祭司献牺牲献祭的时候，
for example, burn offering.
举例来说，燔祭。
And he always pick up a cup of wine. Cup of wine.
他总是会拿一杯的酒。
And this cup of wine actually is derived from the vine.
这杯的酒呢是葡萄所酿的。
So we know that here you have a whole cup of wine.
所以我们看见在这里有一整杯的酒。
In the back.In the back of that cup of wine,
在那一杯酒的背后，
we were reminded of the life of grapes.
我们就看见那葡萄一生的故事。
How the vine grow?
这个葡萄怎样成长？
Finally, when the grapefruit was ripened,
最后当葡萄成熟的时候，
it represents the fullness of life.
它代表着那生命的丰盛。
The beauty of life.
那个生命的美丽。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, when you reach that point,
当我们来到那一个点的时候，
just like from infanthood to the adolescent to adulthood,
正好像一个人从婴孩期到青少年期到成年。
Now that grapefruit is ripened.
现在那一个葡萄已经成熟了。
Isn't that all?
是否那就是全部的？
Isn't this the purpose of our life?
是否这就是我们生命的目的呢？
No, brothers.
弟兄姊妹，
Because the purpose of God with the life of vine.
因为神在葡萄一生的目的。
Not its fruit, but its wine.
不仅仅是得着果子，而是要得着酒。
So for that reason, that fruit has gone through the wine press.
所以为着那个缘故，这个葡萄就要经过酒榨。
When they go after the wine press,
当他们进到酒榨里
的时候， all the grapefruit were disfigured.
所有葡萄都被榨得不成形。
And then you no longer see that beauty and fullness.
我们再也看不见那个生命的丰盛。
All you can see the broken pieces.
我们只能看见被破压碎的。
But at the same time.
同时
the wine flow out of a greater vessel to the lesser vessel.
这个压出来的酒汁呢，从大的器皿流到小的器皿。
So finally, that cup of wine was formed.
最后呢，我们得着那一杯的酒。
Now, brothers,
弟兄姊妹，
if you today have that cup of wine,
若是今天我们有这么一杯酒，
that represents your whole life.
那代表我们的整个一
生。That represents all you have learned through your whole life.
那个代表我们一生所学的。
Now you probably think, now I should enjoy that wine.
我们可能会想说，那应该让我自己来享受这个酒。
We should drink that wine.
我们可以喝那一杯酒。
No, brothers.
弟兄姊妹，不是。
You know what Paul did?
你知道保罗做了什么呢？
And especially in Philippians chapter 2.
特别在腓立比书第二章。
It's very so clear.
在那里很清楚。
When he talk about the word of life.
当他讲到生命的道。
He talk about drink offering.
他是讲到那一个奠祭。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when you pour out the drink offering.
因为呢，当你把奠祭浇奠的时候。
It means that cup of wine,
它的意义是乃是讲的那一杯酒，
not only represent the fruitful life,
不仅代表着那有果效的一生。
If that life is full enough,
若是那个生命足够丰盛的话，
it ought to be poured out,
它就应该被倒出来。
That drink offering,
那一个奠基。
So brother and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
That's how you serve your brother and sister.
那是我们如何来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。
That's how we serve this world.
那是我们怎样来服侍这个世界。
Only this way we can serve God in the most effective way.
唯有在这样的方式中，我们才能最有效的服侍神。
Otherwise, you only involve in the religious activities.
要不然的话，我们仅仅是参与一些宗教的活动。
So brother and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，Do you see that?
我们看见
That's a dream offering.
那乃是奠祭。
Life being poured out.
生命被倾倒出来。
That's our service.
那是我们的服侍。
That's our ministry.
那是我们的执事。
Now that's the last three books, that three epistles of Paul.
那乃是保罗最后的三封书信。
So brothers,
所以弟兄。
So if you want to know the word of life,
若是你想明白生命的道
，our service.
我们的服侍
is the flow of our life.
乃是我们生命的流露。
So how are you going to serve?
所以我们怎么样能服侍
？You need a manual of service.
我们不是需要，
我们
需要一本
服手册，
服侍的手册。
But how? Where can we get the manual?
但是我们怎么样得着这个手册
？That manual is from the word of life.
那个手册乃是从生命的道来。
So that's very important, brother.
那是非常重要的地方。
That's the reason.
那是为什么
？Why we don't join the mega church？
为什么我们不去参与这些超级教会
？Why because you have so many people？
因为在那里有那么多人
，so alive，
那么的活泼。
They also talk about some very important, some basic truth, fundamental truth in the Bible。
他们也在那里交通圣经里面的基要真理。
They do not preach heresy。
他们也在那里。
They don't preach heresies,
他们不是传讲异端
but brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
why we cannot do that?
为什么不能这样做呢
because when you are facing a mega church,
因为当我们面对的超级教会
then immediately you involve with the structure organization,
因为呢立刻我们就面对了那一个组织的系统结构
now you need someone graduate from Harvard University.
我们需要一些从哈佛大学毕业的人。
You need someone who get an MBA degree.
我们需要有一些有管理硕士学位的人。
That's exactly what happened to the United States.
那个在美国是确实发生。
Now, if you know what happened today, a mega church in the United States, that's exactly what happened.
若是我们知道在美国的这些超级教会的情况，那是确实发生的事情。
If church is only organization,
那个教会变成仅仅是一个组织而已。
If church is only organization, it's much easier.
若是教会呢，只是组织的话，那是何等容易的。
If you are good organizers,
若是我们会组织的话
，Now you know you definitely will make the church more alive.
我们就很知道怎么样使教会变得更生动活泼，更多的人来。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，Thank God,
感谢神。
Do we derive all this from the manual of service in the Bible?
我们是不是这一切都是从圣经？话语得着这个工
作手册。It is not because you get the MBA.
不是因着我们有管理的学
位。It is not because you know how to govern in the church.
不是因为我们知道怎样在教会中来治理。
It is not because as a lawyer you know how to speak, then you can speak in the church.
也并不因为我们是个律师，我知道怎么说话，所以我就能在教会中说话。
It is because you are the CEO in a big company, that's why I can become the elders in the church.
也不是因着我在一个大公司里面做执行长，所以我就能做。
No, brothers. It is very clear.
非常清楚的。
If you want to know the word of life, if you want to know the service,
若是我们要想要认识服事的话
，Thank God.
感谢神。
How can you serve as elder?
我们怎么样能够像长老一样来服事
？How can you serve as deacons?
我们怎样像执事一样来服事
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We thought that this is just some qualification.
我们认为这不过是一个资格。
We think that you know if you know how to govern, that's enough.
我们认为呢，只要我们会治理就够了。
But if you study this for three books, three letters,
我们读保罗最后的三封书信
，Only character that will count.
只有性格是算得了数。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
If you want to govern,
若是我们要治理
are you telling me that quality, the character is important?
若是你告诉我那个资格是很重要的
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
Now Paul really knew how to help us.
保罗实在知道怎么来帮助我们
So we really thank God.
所以我们实在感谢神
Today we do have the word of life.
今天我们确实有生命之道
Thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主
And, The word of life we see is very different from the writings of great mystics.
和 那些伟大的奥秘派的著作非常不一样。
So, brothers and sisters, let us go back to the Bible.
让我们回到圣经。
Let us insist on the word of life.
让我们持定这生命的道。
And for that reason, Paul said, let us hold fast the word of life.
所以保罗告诉我们说，让我们持定这生命之道。
Now, among these 13 epistles,
在这十三封书信中
，Now, young people, try to remember.
请年轻弟兄姊妹们记住。
Now, if you want to give the overview of these 13 epistles,
若是我们要对这十三封书信做一个概括的。
Now, we said it's divided into four groups.
我们讲可以分成四组。
First, second, third, and last.
第一、二、三和最后一组。
Now, some Bible scholar,
有一些圣经学者
After they went through the 13 epistles,
当他们走过了这十三封书信
Now, if I'm correctly, probably this was given by, this was commented by Westcott, probably, I forgot.
若是我没有错的话，可能我忘记了，这个看法 是 Wesley Scott.
But anyway, this is very, you find that he's really very insightful.Really, he really have insight.
我们知道他实在是有透视看见。
You know, when we study the word, we need some insight from the Lord.
当我们读主的话语的时候，我们需要从主那里得着透视的能力。
Now, according to some Bible scholar,
照着一些圣经学者的看法。
The first group, the first two epistles,
首先的两封书信
is like a prologue.
好像
是个序，
好像是一个序言。
And then the last group,
然后最后一组
last three epistles,
那最后的三封书信
almost like an epilogue,
好像是一个拔。
So you see, you have a prologue and epilogue.
所以我们看见有序有结尾的。
God has a wonderful book of life.
神有一本奇妙的生命的
书。God want to write something about life.
神想要写一本关于生命的书
，through Paul，
借着保罗。
So in that book，
所以在那本书里
，you have an epilogue， you have a prologue， you have an epilogue。
我们有序言，也有结尾的拔。
Of course, the main body of the book is the second group and the third group。
当然，这本书它的主体乃是第二组和第三组的书。
Now after you study the first, after you study Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians，
当我们读了罗马加拉太和哥林多前后书之后
Now, if you try to find a word
若是我们试图找出话语
To summarize these four letters
来总结一下这四封书信
Now young people, again, I may ask you
年轻弟兄姊妹我可能
会问 Just show me one word
只用一个字
To explain the second group of epistle of Paul
来解释来说明保罗第二组书信
That word is very simple.
那个字是很简单的。
Cross.
十字架。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because you remember in this first Corinthian.
因为我们记得在哥林多前书中
Paul talked about the word of the cross.
保罗在那里讲到十字架的道理。
So remember, in Chinese, 十字架的道理 there's no 理 there.Actually, in Greek, simply means the 十字架的道 means the word of cross, of the cross.
That's the word.
You see, so brothers, the word of the cross.
所以在那里来是十字架的话。
And that covers Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
那包含了罗马书、加拉太书和哥林多前后书。
So thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Now in these four letters,
在这四卷书中
we have the word of the cross.
我们看见。十字架的道路。
So if you want to use one word to explain these four letters,
若是我们用一个字来说明这四封书信
，cross，
十字架
，that's it，
那就够了。
Then when you come to the prison letters,
然后我们来到监狱书信
，Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon，
以弗所书。哥罗西书、腓立比书和腓利门书。
Now again, one word.
我们再看见一个字。
If you just use one word to characterize this for this group of letters.
若是我们用一个字来标明这一组的四封书信。
Very simple.
非常的简单。
Christ.
基督。
You see, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
我们看见。It's so simple.
非常的简单。
And then in this group of letters.
然后我们在这 这些书信的组里面
，we find one phrase，
我们可以用一句话
，the we find one phrase， 我们找到一个句子，
我们找到一个句子
，and that phrase is the word of life。
那一个句子就是生命的道。
So you see, brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见
，in the second group we have the word of the cross。
在第二组，我们看见有十字架的话。
In the second, in the third group you have the word of life。
在第三组，我们看见有生命的话。
Does that mean that the word of life separate from the word of the cross？
但是，是否那意味着生命的话和十字架的话是分开的
？No, you can never separate these two.
不，我们永远不能把这两个分开。
Why？
为什么呢
？Remember how Paul in the First Corinthians.
我们记得在保罗在哥林多前书中
，He said, "I determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
他说，我定义。除了基督并他钉十字架以外，不知道别的。
Now that's the message of Paul.
那乃是保罗的信息。
Now, brothers, if you want to know what the message of Paul,
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我们想知道保罗的信息是什么。
In these 13 epistles,
在这十三封书信中
，Paul said, "I know, I determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
保罗说，我定义不知道。别的除了基督并他钉十
字架。So here you have two elements.
所以在这里有两个元素。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
And Him crucified.
和他钉十字架。
Him crucified means the cross.
他钉十字架乃是讲到十字架。
So brothers.
所以弟兄
们。You can never separate Christ from the cross.
我们不能将基督与十字架分开。
Now when Paul preached, when he preached the gospel.
当保罗在那里传福音的时候
，He not only just preached the Christ，
他不仅传讲基督
；He not just only preached the cross，
他不仅在那里传讲十架
；Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Peter tried to preach a Christ。Peter tried to preach a Christ without cross。
彼得曾经呢试着想要传讲一个没有十架的基督。
Now that's why he said, "Now pity yourself, Lord."
所以他跟主说：“主啊，万不可如此。
You are the Son of Living God.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are Christ.
你是基督。
When Jewish people think of Messiah,
当犹太人想到弥赛亚的时候
，they always think of Christ in glory.
他们一直都是想到那个在荣耀中的基督。
They never combine the glory with the cross.
他们从来没有把荣耀和十字架连在一起。
Cross means the shame.
十字架代表着羞耻。
How do you reconcile the glory and the shame?
我们怎么能够把荣耀和羞耻配合呢
？So when our Lord said,
所以当主说
，Now I'm going to Jerusalem.
我要向耶路撒冷去。
I'm going to die on the cross.
我要死在十字架上。
Then Peter tried to persuade our Lord, "Don't do that."
彼得就想说服主说，主啊，不能这样。
Now pity yourself.
你应该为自己着想。
You try to love yourself.
你应该爱你自己。
So what Peter want?
彼得要什么呢
？He want a Christ without cross.
彼得要一个没有十字架的基督。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，You cannot just preach Christ without cross.
我们不能只仅仅传讲基督而没有十字架。
Neither you can preach cross without Christ.
同样的，我们也不能是传讲十字架而没有基督。
So remember, brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Many people try to separate these two.
许多的人试着把这两个分开。
You know, many follower or admirers of Mrs. Pelosi.
我们知道有许多跟随并且羡慕宾路易师母的人
And they emphasize the message of the cross.
他们强调十字架的信息
Their life become very gray.
他们的生活呢就变得灰暗了
And their life become very legalistic.
他们的生活呢变成了非常的律法
主义 They feel very heavy.
他们这样就感觉非常
We
他们感觉非常沉重
thank God for Mrs. Penlewis.
我们为着宾路易师母感谢神
But don't forget,
但是请不要忘记
Mrs. Penlewis never preached the cross without Christ.
宾路易师母从来没有传讲十字架而没有基督
But her follower may twist the whole thing.
但是很多跟随他的人就把整个事扭曲了
So that's what happened today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们那也是今天所发生的
When many people talk about the way of the cross.
当许多人讲到十字架的道路的时候
Now somehow you live a life very, very gray all the time.
有的时候我们就一直活在一个阴沉灰暗
Very heavy.
非常的沉重
But brothers,
但是弟兄姊妹
if you study the Bible, especially the epistle of Paul.
但是从圣经里面，特别是保罗的书信中。
Now in the Bible,
在圣经中。
Whenever you talk about death.
当我们讲到死的时候
，always connected with the resurrection，
总是与复活连在一起。
So brother and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们
，you never separate these two。
我们永不能把这两个分开。
Now the message of Paul is one。
保罗的信息是一个。
And Jesus Christ and Him crucified，
乃是基督并他钉十字架。
So in that message，
所以在那个信息中
，Christ and the cross are intertwined。
基督与十字架乃是交织在一起。
You never separate them.
我们永不能把它分开。
But for our understanding,
但是为着我们的领会
，the emphasis of a second group,
在他第二组书信的重点
is the word of the cross,
乃是十字架的话。
Do you see that?
我们是
否看见 That's very important.
那是非常重要的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we have fallen.
因为我们失落了，跌倒了。
If we never fall,
若是我们没有跌倒。
The universe is a Christ-centered universe.
这个宇宙应该是基督为中心的宇宙。
But after man's fall,
但是当人堕落跌倒了
，instead of one center, it becomes dual center.
不仅除不是不再是一个中心了，而变成双元的中心。
How can I prove from the Word of God?
我们怎么样能够从神的话语来证明
？If you study seven chapter of Revelation,
若是我们读。启示录第七章
We were told the lamb was at the lamb at the center of the throne.
我们在那里看见了羔羊在宝座的中心。
Now throne is the authority of the universe.
那一个宝座乃是宇宙的中心。
Now throne is the reason why the universe unite together in one in harmony.
那一个宝座呢，乃是整个宇宙在和谐中结合在一起的原因。
Now let me ask you, what is the purpose of the universe?
我再问一个，这宇宙的目的是什么
？What is this? So you see now we know that now if you study the Bible.
若是我们读圣经的时候，我们就明白。
The universe is one.
这个宇宙呢是合一的。
Because the universe is under the authority of God.
因为整个宇宙呢是在神的权柄
管制之下。That throne represents that authority.
那个宝座代表着那个权柄。
So now who is at that center?
所以谁在那个中心呢
？Who is the center of the universe?
谁是这宇宙的中心呢
？Now of course we will say Christ at the center of the throne.
当然我们看见了基督是在宝座的中心。
So we will say Christ-centered universe.
所以我们说呢这个宇宙乃是以基督为中心的。
But don't forget,
但是请不要忘记。
John was very careful.
约翰呢非常的谨慎。
We know that the lamb means Christ.
我们知道这个羔羊是指的基督。
However, the word there is the lamb.
然而
The word there is lamb, the lamb.
这话语也是那个羔羊。
Now why the lamb?
为什么
Because whenever you see the lamb,
因为当我们看见羔羊的时
候 it always reminds you of the cross.
它总是提醒我们十字架。
So when the Bible talk about the lamb,
所以当圣经讲到羔羊的时候
it simply means Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
它简单的意味着就是基督并他钉十字架。
So very, very simple, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是非常简单的。
Now this is the center of the universe.
这乃是宇宙的中心。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And the same thing, this is the message of Paul.
这也同样的是保罗的信息。
And this is the message of light of the word.
这是这个生命之道里面的信息。
Now in order, so now you have a dual center, brothers.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们现在看见的是双元的中心。
So you see Christ.And his cross.
我们看见了基督和他十字架。
Now because we have fallen.
因为我们堕落了。
Because of the word of cross.
因着十字架的话语。
Our lost paradise will be restored.
我们所失落的伊甸园呢能够被恢复。
So the cross is something to do with the paradise regained.
所以十字架呢和得回那个伊甸乐园呢。是有关系的。
But brothers,
所以弟兄们
if this universe never fall,
若这个宇宙呢从来没有堕落过
If mankind never fall,
若是人类没有堕落过
What kind of universe will be, that, will be like that? Will be?
那么那样的宇宙是什么样的宇宙呢
Don't forget,
请不要忘记
It's still Christ-centered
它仍然是基督为中心
So Christ-centered means according to God's eternal purpose
基督为中心他的意思乃是照着神永远的旨意的
According to God's eternal purpose
乃是照着神永远的旨意
Our universe is Christ-centered universe
我们的宇宙乃是基督为中心的
For sure Christ is at the throne of God of the universe
我们确定的看见了羔羊基督呢在宝座的中心
Now because of man's fall
因着人的堕落
The paradise was lost
那个乐园就失去了
Now how can we regain the paradise
我们怎么样得回那乐园呢
The work of the cross
乃是十字架的话
Do you see that brothers
弟兄们
Now it becomes very important
这是非常重要的
Because we are fallen people
因为我们乃是堕落的族类
Even we are saved
即便我们蒙拯救了
My brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姊妹们
Now it's all because of the work of the cross
乃是因着十字架的话语
Even after we are saved
即便我们蒙救,
we still need the working of the cross.
我们仍然需要十字架的工作。
The work of the cross is finished work of cross. It's finished work. 2,000 years ago.
十字架上的工作乃是在2000年前完成的工作。
But now Holy Spirit.
但是现在圣灵
will apply that finished work 2,000 years ago.
把那在2000年前完成的工作运用。
To work in you and me.
做工在你和我里面。
Now we call it the working of the cross.
我们称那叫十字架的运行和工作。
Then, brothers and sisters.
然后弟兄姊妹。
And what do you have?
我们就有什么呢
？And because of that.
因此之故。
Not only paradise regained.
不仅得回了乐园。
And also we will be introduced to the eternal purpose of God.
并且我们。被介绍进入了神永远的旨意。
Because God's purpose is that we can take the tree of life.
神的目的乃是叫我们能够吃生命树。
We should be able to have the tree of life.
我们就能够再有吃那生命树的
果子。And the life is in Him.
生命在他里。
The life is in Christ.
生命在基督里。
When you have the Son, you have life.
当我们有了子，我们就有了生命。
When you do not have Son, you do not have life.
若我们有了子，若我们没有子，我们就没有生命。
So you see, it's so simple, brothers.
所以弟兄们，这是非常的简单。
And for that reason, for our understanding,
为此之故，为着我们能够领会。
You have a second group, you have a third group.
我们有第二组，也有第三组。
Second group, the emphasis is the cross.
第二组的强调乃是十字架。
Now the third group, the emphasis is Christ.
第三组它的重点乃是基督。
The third group dwells on the death side of the cross.
第三组呢，它乃是
第二组是在十字架死的一面。
是在十字架死的这一面。
And then when you come to the third group.
到了第三组
，You will dwell on the resurrection and ascension side.
我们乃是住在复活和升天的这一边。
So when you talk about ascension and when you talk about resurrection and ascension,
所以当我们谈到复活和升天
，We are talking about risen life.
我们讲到那复活的生命
，And we are talking about ascended life.
我们讲到那高升的生命
，This is the eternal life we have, brothers and sisters.
这是弟兄姊妹，这乃是我们所有的那个。
So you
永远的生命。
So do you see that, brothers?
所以弟兄们。
For that reason,
为着那个缘故,
when we talk about this side, when we talk about resurrection and ascension,
当我们讲复活与升天的时候,
now we are talking about the life side of the word of life.
我们乃是讲到那生命之道生命的这一面。
And when we talk about the cross,
当我们讲到十字架,
we are talking about that side of the word of life.
我们讲到生命之道那个死的那一面。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄
姊妹们, for that reason,
为着那个缘故,
you see the second group and the third group just in one piece.
我们就看见第二组和第三组是一整个。
If we want to know the word of life,
若是我们想要明白生命的道,
because we have fallen,
因为我们堕落了,
we have know something about death.
我们已经尝到、知道了、认识了死亡。
But the death is not the goal, is not the purpose.
但是死不是那个目的，不是目标。
Death is only the means to an end.
死亡乃是达到目的的方式。
The harvest is the goal.
真正的那个丰收。收获才是
The life is the goal.
目标，生命才是目标。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
now you can see when you go through these 13 epistles.
现在我们看见，当我们走过这十三卷书信
，especially the second and the third group，
特别是第二组和第三组
，this is the main body of the word of life，
这乃是生命之道的主体
，and you discover two different emphasis，
我们就看见有两个。不同的着重点
so, brothers,
所以弟兄们
now we know the word of life
现在我们知道生命之道
cross as its basis
十架乃是根基
life as its fullness
生命乃是它的丰满
let me repeat again
让我重复一下
within the word of life
在生命之道中
when we talk about the base, the foundation
当我们讲到它的根基的时候
that's the cross
乃是十字架
when we talk about the superstructure
当我们讲到那超级的建筑的
when we talk about fullness
我们讲到那丰盛丰满
we are talking about life
我们乃是讲到生命
and the life of Christ
就是基督的生命
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊
妹 we have remembered that
我们必须要记住
because God's purpose for Adam is the tree of life
因为神对着亚当的目的乃是生命的树。
Only when we take the tree of life, then the heart of God will be satisfied.
唯有当我们得着生命的树，神的心才得着满足。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们
after man's fall,
当人堕落之后
that way had been cut off.
那一条道路就被切断了。
We no longer approach the life.
我们再不能亲近生命。
Life is nothing but Christ Himself.
生命呢？除了基督以外，不是别的。
Life is nothing but God. 生命就是神自己。So you see that's life is nothing but God Himself.
生命呢，就是神自己。
So when you separate from the tree of life,
所以当我们和生命树分开了
，it means that we are separating from God.
那它意味着我们与神分开。
So that means death.
那就是死亡。
So that's what happened after we fall.
那就是当我们堕落之后所发生的。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
now paradise has lost.
现在失去了那乐园。
No more tree of life.
再没有生命树了。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
and one day,
有一天
our Lord Jesus came to this world.
我们主耶稣来到世上。
And when you study Gospel of John,
当我们读约翰福音的
时候 we were told there was a garden.
我在那里告诉我们说有一个园子。
Now in the Gospel of John, you had the garden.
在约翰福音里面，我们看见一个
园子。In Genesis, you also had the garden.
在创世纪，我们也看见一个园子。
Now in the Garden of Eden, you have a tree of life.
在伊甸园中有生命树。
Now in the garden, John mentioned in his Gospel.
在约翰的福音里面，约翰所提到的那园子。
We were told that Jesus was crucified there.
我们在那里看见主耶稣在那里被钉十字架。
And according to Peter's letters,
照着彼得的福音
，And Jesus died for us on a tree.
主耶稣是在一棵树上，
是为我们挂在树上。
挂在树上。
Now, brothers and sisters, when Jesus died for us on a tree,
当主耶稣为我们被挂在树上而死
，It means that there was a tree in the garden.
那意味着。在这个园中有一棵树。
In the middle of the garden, you find a tree, and Jesus died there.
在这园子的当中，我们看见一棵树，主耶稣死在其上。
And then our eyes are open.
然后我们眼睛得开。
Now what is the tree of life?
什么是生命树呢
？For many years, we do not know what is the tree of life.
许多年来，我们都不知道什么是生命树。
But now, when we see when our Lord died for us on the cross.
但是现在，当我们看见我们主耶稣死在十字架上。
Now we know that to us. Cross become our tree of life.
现在我们明白，对我们而言，十字架就是那生命树。
For that reason,
为着这个原因
，when you study Psalm 22,
当我们读诗篇二十二篇
，now that psalm is prophetic psalm.
那是一篇预言的诗。
To tell us how our Lord died for us on the cross.
告诉我们主怎样。为我们死在十字架上。
From the very beginning, you know, Christ cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
从一开头的时候，基督在那里呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我？”
Now in verse 6,
在第六节
，He said, "I am a worm, not a man."
他说：“我是一个虫，我不是人。”
Now why he said, "I'm a worm?"
为什么他说他是一条虫
？Because that word in Hebrew is the same word as scarlet.
因为那个字在希伯来中，希伯来文中呢，它和朱红那个字是同一个字。
Now remember, in the ancient time, where do you have the scarlet? Where do you have this color of scarlet? Scarlet color.
古时候呢，哪里得着这朱红的色素呢
？You have to get kind of
kind of a worm.
我们需要找到这种的虫子。
And that kind of worm is full of liquid in his bosom.
这个虫子在他腹中呢，满了浆汁。
So when you squeeze his bosom, then finally that scarlet, that scarlet fluid will come out from there.
当我们挤他的腹部的时候呢，那个浆汁流出来，我们就有朱红色。
By this way, you have a royal robe.
借着这个人可以染那个皇帝的袍子
with a purple color
也可以染那个紫色的袍子
and that's why the Lord said I am the worm
这是为什么主说我是虫
I am the scarlet
我就是那个朱红
now this worm is different it's not, all, not a normal worm it's a special kind of worm
这不是一个普通的虫子是一种特别的虫子
you can only derive scarlet color from that worm
我们只有从那个虫子能够得着朱红的色素
and this kind of worm normally live upon the tree.
这种的虫子，正常的都生在树上。
Always associated with the tree.
都和树关联。
And then, during the storm.
在风暴的时候。
In order to protect the eggs or protect the baby worms.
这个虫子为了要保护它的下一代和幼虫。
And the worm try its best.
它就尽他所能的
try to embrace the trunk as much as possible
要紧紧地吸附在树干上
by this way she tried to protect the baby worm
借这个方式他来保护他的幼虫
because he has lost all his force her force
因为他用尽了他全身的力气
so her bosom somehow being pricked into the trunk
所以他的腹部呢就被树干所刺破。
So the scarlet fluid like blood came out from his bosom, her bosom.
它里面那个朱红色的液体呢，就好像血一样流满了树干。
So next day when the storm was over.
所以当第二天风暴过去之后。
When sunshine was upon that tree.
当太阳照在那一棵树上。
When you look at that tree from afar.
我们远远的看那一棵树。
You almost can see a blood there.
我们几乎好像看见它被血遮盖。
You can see somehow the blood is being spilled on that tree.
我们好像看见了这个血溅在那树上。
But under the sunshine,
但是在阳光之下
those baby worms begin to be ever active.
那些幼虫呢，他们就变得蛮有
生气。They did not know that their mother gave them the tomorrow.
他们却没有意识到呢，是他们的母亲把明天赐给他们。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
，In the eyes of the baby worms,
在这虫幼虫的眼中
，That tree is a tree of life.
那一棵树乃是生命的树。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
，No wonder today.
难怪今天
，If you receive Jesus Christ as your savior,
当我们接受。耶稣基督做我的救主。
You receive the fruit of tree of life.
我们就接受得着了生命树。
And then we have eternal life.
我们就有了永生。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Now you can see how the cross and life be linked together.
我们现在可以看见，生命和十架怎样被连在一起。
After paradise has been lost.
当乐园失去之后。
Now what is the tree of life?
什么是生命树呢
？Is nothing.But Christ and Him crucified.
就是基督并他钉十字架。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
by this way,
借着这个方式
when we study these letters,
我们来研读这些书信
then we are able to understand the word of life.
我们就可以明白生命的道。
We have many young people here.
今天有许多年轻人在我们
中间。And sometimes we do not know how to help young people.
有的时候我们不知道怎样帮助年轻人。
Because we feel some generation gap between older folks and the younger folks.
因为我们感觉呢，在年长的和年轻人中间好像有代沟。
This world has undergone a drastic change.
这个世界呢，在经历。非常激烈的改变。
And young people really follow the flow of this world.
年轻人呢都在跟随着这世界的潮流。
And now we ask one question.
我们现在就问一个问题。
How we are going to help our younger generation?
我们怎么样能帮助我们的年轻人
？So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄
姊妹。We try many ways.
我们用了很多的方式。
We try to reach their level.
我们盼望呢能够。 降到他们的那个程度。
If they like something, let's have something.
若是他们喜欢什么，我们就有什么。
If they like love that certain kind of music, let's have same music.
若是他们喜欢某一类的音乐，我们就唱那种。
Otherwise, these young people really getting lost.
要不然呢，这些年轻人就失落了。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊
妹， I always encourage brothers and sisters.
我经常的，一直的，
Especially if you try to help your children in your family or in the church.
特别是我们在家里面或在教会中帮助我们的孩子。
Do you know sometimes we are misled?
我们知道吗？有的时候我们被误导。
Sometimes we have wrong concept.
有的时候我们有一个错误的观
念。Because we are saved.
因我们得救了。
That's why our children must be saved.
所以呢，我们的儿女也应该得救。
You treat them just like they are believers.
我们把他们当作信徒来对
待。As a believer, you have to study the Bible.
因着是信徒，所以你就要好好读
圣经。As a believer, you should, you have a wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
因着你是信徒，所以你要与主有奇妙的交通。
It is very real with you.
这对你我而言是非常真实的。
It is very alive with you.
非常的有生命。
That's a true life.
那是一个真实的生命。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
don't forget.
请不要忘记。
Even you are saved.
即便你是得救的，
you don't guarantee that our children they are saved.
我们不能保证我们的孩子是得救的。
So in the beginning,
所以一开头的时候，
in the family,
在家庭中，
or even in the church,
或者甚至在教会中，
you should provide an atmosphere of love.
我们需要营造一个爱的气氛，
and such that they may get saved.
好叫他们能够得救。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹，
if they get saved,
若他们得救了，
they must be alive.
他们就活过来。
But brothers,
但是弟兄姊妹，
today, if they do not saved,
若是他们还没有得救，
and then you try to apply all the rule and the regulation to them,
然后我们就把一切的规矩规条加在他们
身上。This become another religion.
这就变成另一个宗教。
So many young people,
所以许多年轻人，
after they are 19 or 18 years old,
在他们十八十九岁之后，
they went to their backyard, burned their Bible.
他们就到后院去把自己圣经给烧了。
They studied the Bible not because of their volunteer, not because they like to study the Bible.
他们并不是出于自愿喜欢的去读圣经。
Because this belonged to the religions of my parents.
因为这乃是我父母亲的宗教。
I have no way out.
我没有出路。
That's why United States.
在美国就是这
样。You can only help the young people to the high school. That's all.
我们只能帮助年轻人到他们高中毕业。
You almost sure that after that in the college they will be lost in the world.
我们几乎可以确定。说当他们去了大学，他们就失落了。
You know what is our problem?
那是我们知道问题出在哪里。
Our problem, we always think that they already saved.
我们的问题乃是一直认为他们是得救的。
But brothers,
但是弟兄，
if they are really saved,
若他们真的得救，
they must be alive.
他们必然是活泼的。
So brothers,
所以弟兄，
for that reason,
为着那个缘故，
we have to help them.
我们需要来帮助。
To have a living contact with God and with Christ.
他们需要与神和基督有一个活的连接。
When that happened,
当那个发生了，
you don't have to set any rule and regulation.
我们就不再需要设下规矩和规条。
And then they know really know how to go on.
他们就知道怎么样往前去。
My second boy, when he was 14.
我第二个孩男孩，当他十四岁的时候，
Now we really worry about him.
我们实在为他担心。
But thank God.
但是感谢神，
God can do something.
神能够做一些事。
In one summer,
在有一个夏天，
his feet was broken.
他的腿跌断。
Then the Lord really spoke to him.
主就向他说话。
And from that time on,
从那个时候开始，
he really have a vivid relationship with Christ.
他与基督之间就有一个真实的关系。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
for that reason,
为着那个缘故，
now I think while we are talking about the word of life,
当我们谈到生命的道，
now we are talking about the life growth.
我们乃是讲到那个生命的成长。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
important thing is,
那重要的事乃是，
now do you think my children are saved?
你是否认为我们自己的孩子都得救？
Whether they know the gospel here or here,
他们是这里明白福音呢，还是这里？
Do they really receive Jesus Christ as their Savior?
他们真正接受了耶稣基督做救主吗？
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
if we know how to preach the gospel to our children,
若是我们知道怎样向我们的儿女传福音，
then when they are saved,
然后当他们得救之后
，Now every one of them, not only Christians, they are alive Christians, they are living Christians.
然后每一个得救的基督徒，他们都是活的、活泼的基督徒。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
，Let us give them the word of life.
让我们把生命的话给他们。
You can only pass on that you have.
我们只能把自己所有的传递下去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When our children live under our knees,
当我们的孩子还在我们膝下生活的时候
，They did not care much about what we say.
他们根本不在乎我们说什么。
They care very much about how we live.
他们非常在乎我们如何过生活。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
，If the life in us is real,
若是在我们里面的生命是真实的
，We must have the word of life.
我们必须要有生命的
话语。We will be like Paul. We are able to pass on that life.
我们就能够像保罗一样把那个生命传递下去。
So brothers.
所以弟兄们。
And then people will get saved.
然后人们就会得救。
Then people will grow.
然后人们会成长。
Thank God.
感谢神。
That's what God wants to do today.
那是神今天所要做的工作。
I exactly borrow 10 minutes as my brother says.
正如我们弟兄所建议的，我准准的借了十分钟。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
You do show us the word of life.
你实在把生命之道显示给我们。
Lord, we pray that we may really can grow in you.
主啊，我们求你让我们能在你里面成长。
This week we pray that not only you show us this life.
这一周，主你不仅显明生命之道给我们
，Not showing us the word of life through Christ Himself，
不仅借着基督自己向我们显明生命之道
，Also showing us the word of life through Your own word，
并且借着你自己的话语将生命之道指示我们
，That we know how to grow unto maturity，
好使我们知道怎样成长进入成熟。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray。
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿门。
阿门。